This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
The Jaguar King, Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew, has been cleared to practice once again after a bout of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. However, yesterday he claimed he never got the virus.
You know, did not contract the virus. It took one look at me, ran the other way. It was probably in its best interest. So here we are. We're back on Tuesday, ready to roll. Excited to go play some football.
Yes, took one look at him and said, no, I'm not going to mess with him, and just left. The Miami Marlins.
Come on, Marlins, Migos Brown. Come on, Marlins, Migos Brown. Keep hoping and dreaming that you will suck.
That, of course, the great Scott Stapp, who redid his own song so that his kid could be a bat boy with the Marlins.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He only did that so he could get his kid near the ball club.
Yes.
That's great.
He did that song, but unfortunately, and I follow Scott Stapp. Yes, I follow him on Facebook. He lives in California, and he's a Dodgers fan now. But back to the Marlins. They're finally back on the field, having not played in over a week due to the COVID-19 outbreak on that team. Last night, they had 18 players on the injured list, while they had to play the Orioles in Baltimore, and they shut the Orioles out 4-0.
pack it up and go home, Baltimore.
By the way, technically, the Marlins are in first place in the National League East because they've only played 4 games. They've won 3 of them, so they have a winning percentage of .750. Meanwhile, the Braves are 8-4. That's just terrible. Winning percentage of .667. So how about those Marlins? The Nationals beat the Mets 5-3. Free agent outfielder Billy Hamilton, who's the speed merchant, demon. Basically, the Mets brought him in to steal bases and whatnot. He was signed by the Mets. They asked him to get to D.C. for their game against the Nationals last night. However, his flight was canceled. So then the Mets asked him, hey, can you just jump on a train and get here? And he's got a problem with the train. Hamilton, afraid of trains.
Oh, come on.
When asked what the deal was, he said Criminal Minds, that he's a big fan of the show Criminal Minds.
It's a twisted show.
And they have portrayed train transportation as a method, the method of train transportation as being very, very dangerous. So,
is apparently talking to people based on that show.
So he opted to get a car and drive. So that's what he did. The Braves popped the Blue Jays last night 10-1. The Rays beat the Red Sox 5-1. And in Oakland, this is a first. I don't think this has ever happened in the beginning of a season so quickly. But the Oakland A's have now hit 2 grand slam walk-off home runs this season.
First pitch is hit in the air to center. Should be plenty deep. Heinemann going back. He's still going back. And that baby's gone. Piscotty with a grand slam walk-off. And the A's have done it again.
And that was Stephen Piscotty, not Piscotty, not the Italian almond biscuit, which is quite delicious.
It is.
That was Piscotty. Yeah, 5-1 victory over the Rangers. Second time this season already. Grand slam walk-off for the A's.
Wow.
That's going to create some excitement with the fans out there. Well, there's no fans. The Dodgers topped the Padres 5-2. Good news for the Cardinals.
Hanging around till game time with a ticket in my hand. Lord, I was born a Cardinal fan.
Yes, the Cardinals have been cleared to resume their schedule after they underwent rapid COVID-19 testing.
Yeah.
This after several of the players tested positive who are out, including their catcher Yadier Molina. But the rest of them are okay to play, so Major League Baseball said you can go back to playing. I don't know if you know this, but today is National Underwear Day. It's National Underwear Day. Yes, and that brings me to this. The Major League Baseball report sponsored by MeUndies.
I don't have time for underwear that bunches up. That's why I wear MeUndies. Perfect underwear for hanging yourself in your jail cell.
We had a couple of big upsets in the NBA last night. The Nets topping the Bucks, who were like 18 to 20-point favorites beforehand, and the Suns beat the Clippers. NHL, the Hurricanes topped the Rangers 4-1. Carolina sweeps that East qualifying playoff series. 3 love there. And now it's time for
This Day in the Sports History.
This is pretty remarkable. On this day in the sports history, Cleveland Indians in 2001 tied a Major League Baseball record by erasing a 12-run deficit to beat Seattle 15-14.
Whoa.
If you're the Mariners and you're playing in this game, you're up by 12. I mean, you're thinking about what you're doing after the game, where you're going, what club you're having. They lose. On this day in 2006, Warren Moon became the first black quarterback to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
He was joined in that class by a guy named Troy Aikman, John Madden, Rayfield Wright, Harry Carson, and Reggie White.
Well, that's a good group.
Yep. And on this day in 2013, Major League Baseball banned New York Yankees infielder Alex Rodriguez for 211 games as a result of the Biogenesis Laboratory scandal. And now he's on the verge of buying the Mets.
Yeah.
Here's your fun fact. And it's kind of like on this day in history because this guy was born on this day in 1959. He's no longer with us. His name was Peter Burns.
Peter Burns.
Sounds familiar.
He released a song.
By the way, my Peter. Oh, okay, go ahead.
He released a song, not just one time, but the same song four times, and each time it made it to the charts.
Okay.
And that song was You Spin Me Right Round.
Boom.
Unfortunately, a tortured soul, he passed away in 2016, Peter Burns.
Really?
Yeah, he was the guy that had something like 30 surgeries on his face because he wanted to keep changing his look.
Wow.
Yeah, you should Google to see what he looked like when he because it was sad.
You just can't do that much, man. No. I can imagine.
No. But everybody turned out for the funeral. There was George Michael turned out for that. A whole bunch of English pop stars turned out for
that. Did they turn him right round?
You know what? They should have.
At least
they
once or twice.
They should have.
You know
they
what I mean?
Should have. The pallbearers should
on
have.
On the gurney?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. You're spin. Not kidding. He had a lot done.
Yeah, he did. It's just sad. Because he looked normal when he released the song way back when.